What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jersey Shore officials warning visitors to stay out of the water as Hurricane Erin leads to strong rip currents and dangerous surf along the coast. Now, joining us live from Ocean City with more, and we say good afternoon to KOW's Connor Barkon. Connor?
Yeah, hi, Michelle. While Hurricane Erin is not expected to make landfall, it is creating dangerous conditions at several of the shore points here along in New Jersey. And officials here are telling people that they need to stay out of the water. It's very dangerous. Wildwood and Margate are prohibiting swimming, and they're also advising against activities like kayaking and surfing. Officials here in Ocean City have not banned swimming outright, but they say beachgoers should only get in the water in areas where lifeguards are on duty. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, though, says otherwise.
I would just say to you flat out, don't go in the water. I don't want to be the Amityville mayor in Jaws, but the fact of the matter is I think going in the ocean for the next number of days is something you got to avoid.
Kathy Kupo from Toms River says her family is not letting a trip without swimming ruin their fun.
No, because we're here. There's not much we could do. We paid the money, so we make the best of what we can. We're disappointed, but it is what it is. We understand.
The boardwalks and beaches are still open, so people can spend some time outdoors. Swimming is also off limits at Belmar Beach, where a teenager drowned last week after a rescue attempt. Michelle, it's just very crucial. The waves here are big. There are some estimates that they may get as big as 15 feet. So it's very important that that you just don't go in the water this week.
All right. Thank you so much. It's KOW's Connor Barkon. Now, the look at Delaware. Rehoboth Beach has issued a red flag warning. That means there's a high hazard, but swimming is still allowed. Bethany Beach has issued a storm watch and warns there could be beach closures throughout the week.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.